Let's go to the what would you change if you went back into timeline. Matt in Washington. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you this evening?
Good. All is well.
Yeah, I just think that Roosevelt, President Roosevelt's presidency was just a disaster for this country, and for two reasons. Basically, he was a interventionist president, which got us into the war, World War II, and I think that was the wrong move for this country. I wish the voice of the people would have been heard, so we would have remained isolationist. You know how we talk on this program all the time about how much money is spent on our military and how we use that to project our power overseas. And I just wish that that military budget would be, you know, stripped, and we could use all that money for a lot better purposes here in this country instead of abroad. And then kind of dealing with today's issues about the economy, I think Roosevelt really led this country down the wrong path with the whole New Deal. I think that's probably something that a lot of people would disagree with, but, you know, it's...
So if you went back in the time, you would have campaigned against him vehemently, I assume.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the nature of the question. If I could, you know, have a genie answer my wish and say that I would rather have a different president in there, that's what I would wish, that Roosevelt would have never been in the office in the first place.
let me ask you about the question of the isolationist.
Okay.
Eventually, don't you think, had Hitler not been stopped, for example, regardless of the war with the Japanese, but if Hitler wasn't stopped, he would have kept rolling along, and maybe he'd come over to here.
Yeah, well, that's always something that's been debated, but I think a large consensus is that the Soviets were going to stop Germany anyway. It was totally improbable that Hitler could have won the war, and so, yeah, you're dealing with then, you know, the communists would have won, and, you know, nobody would have been there to stop them.
Exactly. Different consequences there. It's a paradox, to be sure. Let's go out to Oregon City, Oregon. Brian, you are on. Thanks for holding so long, Brian.
That's all right. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Murray. Sure. May I call you George?
You sure can.
Oh, good. I have a... an answer for your question, by the way, for the going back in time. But before that, I wanted to let you know that I watched all of those episodes on Sci-Fi, and I liked them all. I only had one problem with them.
Go ahead. What was it?
They weren't long enough.
Too short a show.
Yeah, half hour is not enough.
You know, they were originally one-hour shows. They condensed them to half-hour shows. The flow was a little choppy for me for the show because of the way they had to chop it up. But I don't know. You know, one, they got to decide if they want it, and then they got to decide if it's going to be a 30 or a 60. If it's a 30 and we produce it as a 30, it'll flow much better, much more than what you saw. But I'd like an hour, too. I think we get more done with an hour.
Yeah, but I really did like them, and I really hope they do pick it up. I don't have one of those Nielsen boxes, but I don't know how I'll go in and put my vote in to say, hey, I watched it.
Ratings weren't bad. If the Nielsen boxes were in every Coast to Coast listener's house, we'd be zooming. But, you know, so I think the audience was much bigger than what they recorded, but they were still pretty good.
All right. Well, I hope you let us know as soon as you know.
Sure do. Sure do.
Now, I've had this ongoing dream. It's not every night, but it's frequent. And in it, I have certain abilities beyond those of mortal men. I can send telepathic messages in time back to myself so that I can, you know, change something. You know, I got hit by a car, so I send a telepathic message back to myself saying, hey, don't cross that street.
Yeah,
you know, kind of. Things like that. And so when you asked the question tonight, I was like, hey, I know what I would do. The first thing I'd do is I'd win the lottery. You know, I'd send like the numbers back to myself one day and buy a ticket.
A big ticket, right?
Yes, you're right. Wait for the big one.
Yeah.
But the main thing I'd like to do, if I could invent a time machine and go back, is I'd like to go back to 9/11 and stop that. That was just horrific.
And at what point would you stop it? I mean, you couldn't be on every plane.
Oh, yeah, I've thought about that. And I would stop it by...
They think you're crazy, Brian. They'd lock you up.
No, not necessarily. I'd just tell them I'm a psychic and that here's a list of the people who are going to hijack the airplane. This is how they're going to do it, and this is what they're going to do. And
they'd think you were in on it.
Well, they could think whatever they want. They wouldn't have any proof because
no,
there wouldn't be anything on my computer, and there wouldn't be any contact between me and them.
And keep in mind, there was no Homeland Security Department at the time, so there was no central point. I guess you'd have to go to the FBI.
I would start there. I'd go all the way. I'd walk up and down Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House with a big old picket sign if I had to.
And, you know, and if it were a movie, I'll tell you how it would unfold. Psychic Brian goes into the FBI and tells them about this horrific event, and the guy listens to you intently, right? He's writing, and then as the show ends, you leave feeling very relieved that you've saved a tragedy here, and then he crumples up the paper and throws it away, and that's how the movie ends. He doesn't believe
Probably.
You. Yep. That's Probably. What I think would happen.
Yeah, well, short of that, then I guess I'd have to hunt each of them down and do what I had to do individually.
Would you, if you had to?
Knowing what I know about what they did, I don't think I'd have any qualms about doing it.
Or have three friends and you go to each one of those planes, screaming and yelling like a crazy man, to the point where they don't take off, or something like that. I would try to get on those planes. I try to have four of my friends on those planes and, you know, like block the door or do whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, if nobody listened to me.
That might work.
And you'd know. You would know that you'd know what to look for. You'd mm-hmm. know how they were going to come up. You'd know that they had box cutters.
Right.
You'd know. But that's pretty interesting that you would do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, George, for taking
my
call.
Okay, Brian.
And,
absolutely.
I look forward to having more episodes on sci-fi. You have a great night.